So now let's take a look at the lead guitar part. Here's the first phrase we have. So I'm starting with a bend on the second string, 6th fret with finger 3. We'll hit it, bend it, unbend it, and bend it back. So that's 2 frets higher. Then we'll hit it again, still bent, hit it unbent, and then go to finger 1 on the 2nd string, 4th fret. So far we have this. Then I come back to the 2nd string, 6th fret with finger 3, and then we'll have this. And that's a hammer-on pull-off on string 2 with the 4th fret with finger 1, 6th fret with finger 3, pulling off to finger 1, waiting on the 4th fret. So far, we have this. Then I want you to slide finger 1 down 1 fret, and we'll get to hear that 3rd fret. And this is setting us up for the next lick. So that's a slide. Here's what we have so far. And there's that slide. Then finger 1, slide up and give me the 3rd string, 3rd fret. And then we'll slide it up and give me the 4th string, 3rd fret. Hit it. And then slide it down to the 1st fret. So far, we have this. Then next, I want you to pull finger 1 off to play the 4th string open. Then finger 1, flatten out to give me the 5th string, 1st fret, and then go up to the 6th string, 1st fret. Now I'm rolling the tip of that finger because I don't want both of them at the same time. But I do start off flattened so that I can get that 5th string, and then I'll stand up the finger onto the tip to give me the 6th string, 1st fret. So the whole lick again. Sounds like that. This will actually tie over into the next measure, which was based around the G minor chord. Let's see what this next phrase is like.